With his debut novel, Love and Mayhem, in 2005, Nick Tossig went from being an unknown writer to being championed by the then head buyer for Waterstones, Scott Pack, once described as the most powerful man in the book trade. That was 2 years ago. Tossig has a new book out now called Don Don. Even though his champion Pack is gone, resigning from Waterstones last year, Nick Tossig is on the line. Nick, that first novel, as I said, came out in 2005. The reaction must have seemed the stuff of dreams for your first book.
Yeah, no, it was. I look back on it now and I think it was a first novel from the point of view. It was maybe a little bit self-indulgent. It's something that my editor kept saying to me, and I think it kind of was in some ways. I think maybe a lot of first novels, you know, you got to get something out of you, and then the second one, I suppose I was far more just about trying to tell a good story, you know.
But at that time, though, what struck me was that the novel, it did so well for a debut novel, not only just from the critical acclaim it got, but you also found yourself on the Waterstones 3-for-2 offer, which is an amazing thing for a first-time novelist to get.
Yeah, no, I was really, really lucky, actually. I mean, it was actually the head buyer at the time, actually, Waterstones, Scott Pack. I think he was a bit of a champion of the book, actually, because he read it and he liked it, and I think it was partly just, you know, his backing of it, and a bit of it was good fortune as well.
What interested me as well is that at the time, instead of thanking your girlfriend, your partner, your mother, your best friend, the Budgie, and your publishing house, you thanked an organisation called the Literary Consultancy. It's a manuscript assessment and editorial advice. It's on the web, and you credit them with getting Love and Mayhem onto Waterstones 3-for-2 offer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the main thing there actually was that, I mean, what they really provided was they have a wonderful range of editors. And, you know, I found someone there, actually, a guy called Ashley Stokes, who teaches at the University of East Anglia. And he was great, actually, because it's tough, actually, when you first start writing, because you get so much feedback. And initially, I suppose, you know, you tend to get feedback and you throw it back at that person. You're kind of angry and frustrated. But with Ashley, it was always, you know, I was always aware that it was very balanced, you know, that it's about you taking time to take those weaknesses on board, work on them. But it was a slow process. I mean, you know, that first book took about 3 years of working and reworking, and the second one was about a year. So I think that I suppose it's like learning any trade, is, you know, you have to graft at it, and it gets a bit easier the more you do it.
But they were editing for and helping you as you went along, before you even got to the publishing house, Revolver.
Yeah, I mean, they were sort of helping me through that process. It was about actually him having the conviction to say to me, "Listen, Nick, I'm not going to let you submit this, and I'm not going to let Revolver actually press print until it's good enough." I mean, and I think that they're very aware of, actually, you know, critics can be a tough bunch. Mm-hmm. And if it's not well received critically, it's going to die.
It makes or breaks you in many ways,
exactly.
Which is a terrible thing to say, you know, but certainly whenever I get books sent to me here at Arts Extra, you know, you have the blurb with it, and you'll have all the different newspapers and the line that they will take from it, whether it is a rip-roaring read or this is a must-read. And you can't help but notice those kind of lines.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it, isn't it? And it's funny, really, because I mean, certainly on this book, I've sort of read less of the, you know, the sort of feedback, you know, the critics' responses come through. Maybe I've developed a thicker skin, but I personally don't care as much. But I fully appreciate that for the publisher and for the person trying to sell the book, it's crucial.
But what I notice as well, particularly around your writing with the first novel, Love and Mayhem, and we're going to talk about Don Don, your second novel, in a moment, is that while, yes, you get critical reaction from the broadsheets, the reaction is even better when you go onto blogs or you go into MySpace, places like that, which in a way is such, it's so much more democratic.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting with books, isn't it? Because I think that, you know, the book publishing industry, it is quite conservative and it is quite old fashioned, and I think that, you know, it still relies on that sort of conventional route of marketing something, which is, you know, go to the broadsheets, you know, go to the literary editors, blah 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 blah. And actually, what's great about Revolver is that they hit different avenues. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, you know, do a MySpace page. You know, do just find different ways to reach new readers.